Hello, everyone, and welcome. Please come on in to episode 24 of Utopia to Me with me, your host, Chris Locke. That's right. I am back after a two-week absence. You guys back checking this from like years now in the future when you find this podcast buried in the rubble of, a fallen building in a destroyed city. You find this podcast, you listen to it, you'll have no idea that there's been 2 weeks in between episode 23 and episode 24. But guess what? I know that because I've been dying to do episode 24, but I've been so busy. People that could have been guests have been busy. It's been busy. That's it. But luckily, we're back. Schedules worked, and we've got a great doozy of a show now for the 24th one. It's Pat Thornton. All right. Pat Thornton, hilarious Canadian comedian, extraordinaire, writer, sketch comedian, stand-up. Go check him out doing everything. He's on Sunnyside. He's done stand-up at all the great festivals in Canada, and he's been doing sketch forever and all kinds of stuff. So he's the guest. It was a lot of fun. We cracked a Guinness. All right. You'll learn that in the interview. And I'm glad to be back. That's not much to say. I think I'm going to go out and get drunk and with a few friends later tonight. And then we're going to watch Paddington Bear. Hey, that's the only way to see a movie like that. But other than that, I'm the same old kid. And I enjoyed this interview. And you're going to love it too. Please enjoy Pat Thornton. Enjoy. Here, cheers me first.
Okay.
It looks like we're drinking black licorice. We're drinking Guinness, everybody.
A little Sunday afternoon Guinness.
Yeah.
It's going down right.
I don't go to church. I just drink Guinness. Sunday afternoon Guinness. I'm going to probably raise my family that way as well.
Baptize them in Guinness.
Everything's Guinness. I don't even work for them or nothing. That other laugher that you guys are hearing is Pat Thornton. You're my guest today. Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm partway through a Guinness. Feeling good.
Guinness. Yeah. Guinness. Baptize your children in Guinness. I'm very glad to have you on, because this podcast has been going for a little bit now, and mm-hmm. you haven't done it yet, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, in Toronto, we have a ton of good comedians, but you can't just put them all on the podcast, like, in the first five episodes.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
So thanks for hanging out and coming by today, letting me sprinkle some duds throughout the last few months.
Pretty good.
I actually can't think of any duds. It's been a lot of fun. I just don't think we've matched up yet. So this is great.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the awesome things you've done in your life before we get to the point of the podcast.
Okay.
So right now you're talking about, can we say what you're about to do with this new show?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Let me say you're also a star of Sunnyside,
mm-hmm.
which Kathleen, of course, is on, and she's done the podcast, but that's because, you know, I'm close to her a lot. And also, Dan Renekin was the second last guest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he had a fun time.
Cool, yeah. Dan's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're on Sunnyside, and you're working on this new CMT show.
Yeah. I'm working on a show called Almost Genius, where basically we take internet clips and then we build sketches out of them. So we either like write like a little intro for it, or we're like green screen actors into the clips to create a scene or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a wild ride.
Yeah. Eric Toth told me a funny bit, or maybe like Aaron came up with it, where it's that internet clip where the kid keeps getting shampoo in his hair from his brother or friend or whatever.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what's going on. And then their ad to it was the dad is outside going, come on, boys, I have to go. I'm late for space.
Yeah, I got to get to the moon.
I got to get to the moon.
Yeah.
So that's what you guys do. You add even more jazz to some already jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
People's pranks and fails, and then we're like, okay, but what's extra funny about this?
That's like taking a bowl of chips and spraying like Nestle Quick on top of it. It's like, oh, you like chips? What about chocolate milk?
Yeah.
I mean, just making it sweeter.
Really interested to see how the show all comes together. If it's if it feels cohesive, and I have no idea.
Right. It's an experiment.
It's been really fun to make so far.
And you're writing with great guys.
Yeah.
And gals.
Yeah, we have a really great writer's room. So
nice.
Whatever the show ends up being, we're having a lot of laughs, which is good.
Yeah. And are you doing Winnipeg this year, the festival?
No.
But you did it last year, right?
Two years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 2013. Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, if you guys for some reason don't know what Pat Thornton's all about, he came up doing a million sketches, right, with the Sketchersons.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, first Todd's Lunch.
Todd's Lunch is doing a big Sketchfest gig coming up.
Oh, wicked.
First time in a long time.
With you, Gary Rideout, and Tal Zimmerman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We're going to do a half hour, so going to figure out what
that's going to be. That's going to be the best.
Yeah, yeah. It's been
you guys
while.
Are just like so old school now that you just basically go up as yourselves and it'll be the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I actually could see the three of you, your personalities were probably how you are now is born out of being on stage as Todd's Lunch all the time.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
100%. I honestly feel like my most of my comic persona was created by me making Gary angry.
Yeah.
Either on stage or not. But but like just like joking around and having him play the straight man to that all the time, to just find different ways to annoy him.
And Tal's always on the side saying something dry or making funny words.
Yeah, Tal's insane.
Yeah, I know.
Tal's insane. It's like it doesn't fire 100% of the time, but when it does,
it's crazy.
It's something that I could have never thought of.
Yeah.
Either because it's so smart or so stupid, and you just don't see it coming.
Yeah. And then you guys did Sketchersons, which was originally, I remember this, because I was around at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Todd's Lunch basically combining with Flossie and the Jube Jubes.
Yeah, and then we had to hire a few girls.
Because it was just a bunch of silly dudes
coming together, and then hiring some girls, and we did a Sunday Night Live, which still exists. I'm just not a member of it anymore, but we started a weekly sketch show and did that forever.
Yeah. Are you guys going to do an SNL 40? Did you watch that?
Yeah, yeah, I watched it.
Did you like the SNL 40?
I mostly liked it. I thought it was a little choppy, and there were a few things that didn't work for me at all, but there were some things that made me laugh a lot.
Yeah.
I'm still a huge fan of Celebrity Jeopardy, and that was wicked.
Which was neat how Norm admitted that it was basically like, what was it
called? That it was Halfwits.
Halfwits from SCTV.
Yeah, that's awesome, because that's something that like my brothers and I always said was like, this is great, but it is Halfwits.
Yeah, yeah.
And then to have him be like, we stole it from Halfwits, we asked Martin Short's permission, and it was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, that was really good.
I also loved Bill Murray singing the Jaws theme.
Yeah, because he makes it like a romance song where he got his heart broken.
Yeah.
Yeah. You took a piece of me or something like that.
Yeah, and it's a way that Bill Murray's funny that like you can forget about, because he's like been so like quietly funny for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And this was him just going for it in a different way.
Yeah, which is what he did in the 80s. But then almost like in the 90s when the movie started getting indie and hip, it almost felt weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then he almost needed Wes Anderson to like reinvent him again.
Yeah, yeah.
In Rushmore, right?
Yeah.
He was like, no, I wonder how much Wes Anderson really said tone it down in this.
Yeah.
To shape the new Bill Murray. But I always wonder that. Like how much of it was like Bill just being like, I'll do it like this. And Wes Anderson, like, helping him.
Yeah.
Because the last movie he did before that was, like, The Man Who Was, like, an Idiot or whatever.
The Man Who Knew Too Little? Is that what it was?
Either that or, like, Living Large, the one with the elephant. Like, it was around then Rushmore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I like those movies.
Yeah,
They're
me
just,
too.
Like, that's just the old Bill Murray.
You know?
Like, it's a different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd think him traveling across America with an elephant would be ridiculous, bad. But it's not bad.
It's solid.
It's solid.
As far as
living large
elephant movies go, check it out. But it's cool that he's, you know, like... Oh, man, I could talk about Bill Murray all day.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I love that he's still, like hip and hilarious. And then you look at someone like Dan Aykroyd and you're like, go to bed, buddy.
Oh, God. I think that's the only tweet I did from SNL 40. I did two tweets for SNL 40. One was, I'm watching Walking Dead. And the other one was, Dan Aykroyd makes me so uncomfortable. It's not even a clever joke. It's just like, please, this is how I feel.
Yeah. I didn't need to see that Bass-O-Matic sketch again. Which they did. But I don't know.
But also, do James Belushi or Jim Belushi and John Goodman even like being the Blues Brothers? It doesn't look like it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I saw the Blues Brothers with Jim Belushi one time.
Yeah.
I got free tickets and saw them at Casino Rama.
Yeah.
And it was a weird thing. That was a really weird thing. Because I don't know. Blues Brothers are all right. I never totally got what was
funny,
per se. Yeah, I know. That they were like, that it was supposed to be the hugest like comedy thing happening at the time. And it was not really comedy. They were trying to be as legit as possible at being music. You know? So, like, where is the joke exactly?
Well, here's the thing I always thought once I started knowing music better was they don't sing blues at all. They sing soul music, but they probably in the 70s were like, we can't call ourselves Soul Brothers.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So now they're the Blues Brothers and, like, wow, suits funny. And shades go with that. Like, I don't know. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What you talking about, Blues Brothers?
Yeah, so I saw them one time, and it was weird. It was a weird time. But I'll tell you, Jim Belushi, had an unbelievable amount of energy. Like, was that cocaine? I'm not sure. But he was, like, running up and down the aisles. He was, like, grabbing old women and carrying them on stage. He was, like,
breaking their backs.
Yeah, just cracking their backs over his head and throwing them.
Now you've got the blues. It's actually evil. How do you like it? Putting shades on dead old ladies?
That's the joke.
Yeah, you got to see them live, man. Yeah, that's the thing. On TV, it doesn't translate. I can't believe you saw that. That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just get back to... I liked how we were talking about your evolution to where you are now, being on these shows. Because then Sketchersons, you're kind of like me, because I came up sketch and improv, mm-hmm. too. And then after a while, you're like, I can't keep rounding up my friends every time I want to perform. And that's how you kind of got... I think we talked about it before years ago, like getting into stand-up just to keep busy ourselves.
Yeah, for sure.
And now
we're
both more probably known as stand-ups almost. Well, you still do a lot of sketch, but...
After I was doing Sketchersons for a long time, I got to do a little bit of TV work, and I ended up doing this a web series called Alan the Man, which led to a show called Hotbox. And then when I was like out of Hotbox, which got canceled right away, I was just sort of like, okay, where's my next job? Where's my next opportunity?
Yeah.
And you realize, oh no, I've already just like gone through the system and been spit out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, there's no value left. There's nothing like I had to like I just dove into stand up so that I could like feel like I was moving towards something again. You know what I mean? Like to just be working again and then
That's the thing. It's like you have to kind of be like, no, you guys need to know that my name the funny is all behind that too.
Yeah.
It's not just like if I collaborate with everybody.
Right. So it's not like my value isn't just like if I get cast in something.
Yeah.
If I like whatever. It's
I need this wig. I need this jacket.
Yeah. It's something that you discover pretty quickly, I think, like in Canada. And it might be true everywhere. But I think really in Canada is this industry doesn't want you. You have to, like, you have to just carve out your own spot in it. And I think that stand-up is the easiest route to be like, I want people to know my name.
Yeah, that's what happened to me, too.
And associate my name with being funny, yeah.
I especially dove into stand-up way more seriously after... Nathan moved to LA.
Right.
Because then it was like, oh, the guy I was making stuff with all the time has other plans to become famous like right away.
Yeah.
But also I feel like weirdly enough that like Hotbox made in this Canadian entertainment climate,
mm-hmm.
you probably would have had more control.
Yeah.
It was just a weird time. It was like the end of all these places about to get like bought out by different people and
confusing. And it was the recession too. It was 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
Just the bottom fell out of the advertising dollars and like a lot of the networks just canceled absolutely everything they had.
Yeah.
So everything just got cleared out.
It was before like Bell Media.
Is anyone going to get anything made? You know what I mean?
But that was right before Bell Media too, right? And
yeah. Everything. I can't remember what the... what it was called, but the show that Comedy Network made right after Hotbox was so insulting because it was just videos that people like submit to them.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah,
I was like,
and they were like
dicks.
Not paying anybody for any content; they were just like making it.
It was. I think the show was actually called Exposure with a question mark, and that's how they got us.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so that brings you basically, you've acted on some shows, and people can see you on Sunnyside right now, which I really like. Like, my connection to all you guys aside, it's actually a funny sketch show, which is cool.
Yeah, it's what just got its own thing going on, which I really like.
Yeah.
It's just like, it can just be as weird as it wants.
It's a neat little world full of weird characters. And me saying the word world is how I'm going to segue into the topic of the podcast now. Yeah, world.
Yeah. World.
So you're busy.
Uh-huh.
You haven't been able to listen to 1 second of this podcast.
That's right. That's right. Can't get one
not
second
announced.
In my ears. Yeah.
But your wife, Maggie, is a fan.
A huge fan.
So shout out. Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Maggie.
That'd be weird if this was the one she didn't listen to.
That would make me very sad, yes. Yeah. I know that
Hi,
she...
chicken. Okay. You're listening to this in the house?
Quick hi to my dog, yeah. Hi, chicken. Hi, you're a good little girl. Hi.
Chicken is past dog, yeah?
Yeah, I know that Maggie said that her utopia would involve... getting rid of gender in a way.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's thinking a lot about gender these days, she says.
Yeah.
And whether or not we need it.
I feel like gender is a part of the zeitgeist right now.
Yeah. Everybody's feeling gender, you know? Like, what are we doing with it? Where's it going, you know?
Yeah. Gender's the new, like, CrossFit or something. It's like,
yeah.
It's hot right now.
Yeah, but I'm not as much about gender.
Yeah, okay, well, let's go there. I just want to... We're going to start from scratch. We'll do the fundamentals first.
Let's do it.
Like, we're still... This is late February. No, mid to late February.
Right.
And we're still pummeled by snow. It's insane.
Yeah.
What kind of environment would your perfect utopian world be?
Oh,
would it be...
That's interesting. Like, I've spent a lot of time in L.A., and I can get... into the idea of missing winter, but I think that I don't think that I would that my utopia would be seasonless. I think that it would get boring for me. I think if it was all nice all the time. Yeah. I don't think it should get this cold ever. I don't think, but it's actually not cold today. It's just there's a lot of snow outside.
Yeah,
but I don't know if I need the snow. Maybe to just show up on Christmas Day and then disappear.
Yeah.
just make a nice little Christmas card and then get out of my life entirely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Snow makes you really happy for like a day.
Yeah. And I would skip for sure any of the, like, melting into slush part. Like,
yeah.
Like, if you had snow because you wanted something to look pretty, then it should just, like, pop out of reality. Like just completely disappear.
Yeah.
And not have any of the melting and dealing with, you know.
It'd be weird if it snowed like this, how we have it now, like a bunch of inches, puffy everywhere, but not on the sidewalks. I just hate walking on the lumpy sidewalks.
Yeah. If it was just never in your way.
And you mentioned the cold. I just want to say to people listening that aren't in Toronto, past week we've had temperatures that felt like minus 37.
That's
insane.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Okay. Seriously.
So you want seasons, but snow.
I like the fall a lot.
Yeah, fall's the best.
Spring is nice, you know, I just don't think we'd have much winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a taste of winter.
Yeah, dip into it for a second.
Yeah, like,
get out, you know?
Yeah, thank you. Watch it leave, actually.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, okay, that's nice. So it's basically like a four seasons Canadian style.
Yeah.
Right? Ish. North American style, I guess. And, but less winter. Okay. And, how big is the population in this world?
I'd want there to be a variety of people, I guess, but not too many. Like, I don't think you should ever get, too crowded.
Yeah.
But I'd still like to be able to go other places. And it would be weird if those places were ghost towns.
Yeah.
You know, like if I, like flew to Paris, I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, there are 100 people and they live in Toronto.
So Paris is in your utopian world.
Empty. Maybe I haven't been.
Because you don't even have to. This is what I'm saying. You don't even have to have Paris.
Right.
If there are cities, it's kind of like if there are cities in this world that you just want annihilated, you can do that, too.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you can say, like, no. You know, no Halifax.
Right.
There is no Halifax on this planet.
Yeah.
Just kidding, Halifax.
Yeah.
There's always Halifax on a planet. But yeah, I see what you're saying. You want a slight population spread about the whole planet.
Yeah. If there were, if there's like 7 billion people now, maybe say. Is 500 million still too many? That's too many still.
It's too much for me, man.
Yeah. Let's say we're going to go 60 million people spread out around the world. Because I'd still like there to be other exciting places for me to go where people are different and they live different lives. You know what I mean? I'd like when I go there for them to understand me and me to understand them.
Oh, this never comes up, the language thing.
It would still be fun if they, like, had a fun accent, you know?
Yeah, so everyone speaks English.
Yeah.
But with funny accents.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like Star Trek. I feel like with 60 million people, when you go to, like, another far-off country, like, say you go to an India-like country, they slowly peek around corners like, like when a new person, you know what I mean? When a new person walks through town.
Yeah.
But then they still speak English, but it's just like a timid accent. Because with 60 million, it's not like, probably not a huge tourist industry.
No.
So it'd be more special when you visit it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it would be such a quiet time at the airport. It'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. My utopian world, just take it easy, airport. That's all I want.
Oh, big time. I love going places. I don't mind flying.
Yeah, me too.
But going to an airport always sucks. It always sucks.
Yeah.
Porter's not bad. But, Porter. Just the stress of going through security and doing all that stuff.
I would
love that to disappear.
Yeah. I was behind a few times ago. I forget where I was going. Maybe Halifax or something. But I was behind a lady, an old lady, who was getting her carry-on searched through. So I had to wait for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, this is a carton of chocolate milk. She's like, I need it. It's my special chocolate milk. And they're like, you can't have liquids.
Yeah.
They're like, this is a bottle of Pepsi. And she's like, I need it. It's my special Pepsi. So I was like, everything you're not supposed to bring was in her bag. And she was like, I need it. It's my special one of that. And like, I was like looking at the rest of her family like, is it?
Did they let her go through?
Yeah, because she was like a wimpy old lady.
Oh, wow.
Old ladies are wimps, yo. No, I was just like, I guess she's nice, but like she needed her Pepsi. Fuck. But yeah, I know what you mean. But like domestic's not as bad as when you start going international, it gets a little hairy.
Right.
Yeah.
Like when you go to the States, you always have to take your shoes off. Come on, man. Come on. You know, like there was, because there was one guy who had a like
explosive
shoe. Which didn't even go off. But but then there was that other guy that...
That was like, his defense, too. It didn't even go off.
I know, but there's one other guy that had, like a bomb in his underwear, and, like, like thank God we don't all have to take our underwear off when we go through, like...
No, but we do have that x-ray now.
Sure, yeah.
Where I'm always nervous that they can see, like, my dick all bunched up and sweaty and looking all gross. Like, oh, you
so
like that?
I'm scared that they're going to see all my weed tied to my dick.
That's not what they're looking for. They're just like, go ahead. They're disappointed when they see a sack of weed. That's so funny. Shit, you think they could see my fat sack of weed? Yeah. The x-ray thing makes me feel weird. Yeah. Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, well, like, get rid of that.
Like, do you see women's boobs or do you see just, like, bones?
Just their boob bones.
Yeah. I feel like boob bones look sort of like Conan's shield or something. Just these, like... Okay, so... Enough people to enjoy traveling to different cultures where they all speak a funny English.
Yeah.
And exactly. but not like the kind of, no one that's been on this podcast so far has said, oh yeah, please, more people than there are on this planet now. Like everybody scales it down.
Yeah.
Usually I think Dave Mirhaj had like 300 people.
Oh really?
Yeah. And I was like, can you even do comedy shows then? But, okay, so nice. Mellow world. You like traveling. That's cool. Mostly seasonal where you are. Mm-hmm. What kind of house did you live in?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have a pool in it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I definitely have a pool in my house. I don't need, like, a big, like giant crazy house at all. I don't need, like, I don't need to live in a castle. Nick Cage has two castles. Do you know that?
Yeah, I feel like that's why he makes every movie that comes his way.
Yeah.
Gotta pay for those castles.
That's just so crazy to me. I don't need a castle. I could live in a pretty regular sized house, but it would be pretty nice if it had a pool in the basement.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. I think. Maybe I'd have a chef or something, but I don't need anything too fancy.
That's cool. So you're sort of thinking of like a suburban-y type house with a pool and a chef.
Yeah.
What city? Would you live in a city?
I think I would also be like on the water.
Yeah.
But like.
Yeah. Would you be a city boy or would you get be a
I would
little
still
bit...
be on the, in the city.
Yeah.
I'd still be in the city, but I would have like a nice estate that was totally on the water too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
And there's a cook there.
Yeah.
And you guys get along or what?
In my utopia, me and my cook are enemies.
Oh, no. What happened? He's just a jerk. Always making you things you don't
want
to eat.
I just keep dreaming of this jerk cook that I want.
He only makes jerk chicken. He's a jerk. Give me something else to eat, you jerk.
His food's the best. It always comes on time, but with a lot of attitude.
Is Maggie and Chicken in this house?
Yeah. Maggie and Chicken will be there.
Did they like the cook?
Yeah. They get along with the cook. The cook's always giving me cut eye. I don't know what his deal is.
Is it? So it's a guy. What's his name?
Gustav.
Yeah, Gustav. What a dick.
Yeah. Oh, and there'd be a big area for Chicken to run around.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now we live in an apartment and
right.
That means I have to take her outside like 5 or 6 times a day.
Yeah, that's insane.
And I can't wait until we have some kind of backyard.
You guys aren't close to the any big parks or anything, eh?
We're Dufferin Grove, but
Oh yeah, Duff and Grover.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of food, for real, you get? Maybe you do get along with Gustav. When you are getting along with Gustav, what kind of food is he cooking in this world?
Well, look, man, I'm I'm crazy about noodles. To be honest, I love pasta. I love like Chinese food.
I'm gonna get you a T-shirt that says that.
Yeah, crazy about noodles. I love all that stuff. And in my utopia, that stuff wouldn't be bad for you at all. You know, like that stuff would be, you could eat all the spaghetti you want forever, and there'll be no consequences. I'd have like a, you know, like how Uncle Scrooge is always like swimming around in his money.
Yeah.
You're swimming around in spaghetti, bud.
Yeah.
It'll be so delicious, and it won't even get my clothes dirty for some reason.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So you have clothes that, you know, is the word impermeable to noodles?
And sauce, yeah.
And noodles and sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you have special
clothes. I can spill
clothes.
It all over me, but it doesn't matter.
Does anyone else have these clothes, or do you just, like, you're the lucky
one?
Yeah,
yeah, no. Everybody, 60 million people have these clothes. Except I won't
impenetrable,
give
that's it.
Gustav any.
Yeah.
And he's so mad.
Yeah. Gustav, stay away from the noodle pit.
It's going to ruin your clothes, bud. Only yours.
Yeah, and then you push him in. Sucker. I know. My parents, like, were not mega chefs. They're still not, I guess. But, you know, when I was living there, they weren't.
Yeah.
Well, they have the things they cook, and it's good. My dad can cook some meat for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things in... That my mom was, or no, my dad was really good at. Oh, I'm gonna get all saliva just talking about it. It was like a really meaty sauce, big meatballs, spaghetti meatballs, classic.
Yeah.
And I never eat that anymore. Half of because I won't make it as good as him, but also because of what everyone tells you with noodles.
Yeah, they kill you. Yeah.
It's like bread, right?
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, it's just all calories and no nutrients.
Yeah,
like it's just
But Italians are always like skinny, aren't they? And that's like their shit.
I think it's like there's. I think it's like there are a lot of hills there. They're walking up hills all the time.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're always going to check out ancient Rome. Yeah, the Acropolis or whatever.
Yeah, man, they put those ruins on the top of big hills, and then one has to walk up and down them, and then they're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Caesar was like, how do we keep this society fit?
Put the ruins up top, bud.
They built them as ruins.
Yeah.
This house looks like shit.
And they're like, it's a ruin. I built a ruin. Yeah, that's
not,
what happened.
It's not a house. It's a ruin. Trust me. You got to trust me on this. God, I feel like Gustav was there back then fucking up the houses. We both took a sip, ladies and gentlemen.
Guinness.
Juice. What kind of juice do you like?
Guinness.
That'd be a good commercial. Okay, we talk about noodles. Yeah. So in your perfect utopian world, which is really... No one's brought this up before, but it's a really good idea. All this bullshit about wheat is gone.
Right, yeah.
No weird, like, GMO wheats that make you all fucked up and tired and... sleep for 2 hours after you eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
I need that. I don't even really eat sandwiches anymore because, not because of I'm worried about my belly, but because I have things to do. You know?
Yeah, I know.
If I eat like a really big sandwich or a big plate of pasta that I really like, I'm down for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then when I wake up, my brain is not like ready to do math.
We have all this... I'm already so bored of all the restaurants around my job, around where the CMT job is.
Yeah, and, you guys are East End.
Right? Yeah. And so we go for lunch all the time. And sometimes you're just like, oh, no, I can't eat this again. I'll go down here and get spaghetti, or I'll go here and get fish and chips. And then you're like...
You're toast.
Then your afternoon is useless.
Right. Like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. You're just sitting at work, and you just want to put your head on the table and die.
Yeah. No, I know. I haven't had an actual day job in a very long time.
Yeah.
Most of what I do is random or at night.
Mm-hmm.
And... So, yeah, like, luckily, and this is not, I don't want Kathleen to hear this at all, But luckily, if I do fuck up and get like a too heavy lunch,
yeah,
then I'm wasted on my own couch.
Yeah.
But I remember being in like an office or something doing that and just fucking dying.
Yeah.
And like drinking way more like caffeine than you should.
Yep. For sure.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get
you. I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. You have a really nice house.
Mm-hmm.
It's regs.
Yeah.
But it's by the water.
Yeah, it's got a big,
like ocean water?
Yeah, why not?
Chicken go in the ocean?
We took her to the beach one time, and she was not into it at all.
Oh, really?
She, like, came in the water for a second, got a little freaked out, and then ran away. But then when we had, like, a major heat wave, I think it was two summers ago, we, like, walked all the way down to, down past the X to the lake down there. And, and then we were just standing on the edge with her on her leash, and she just jumped in the water. She was just so hot.
Yeah.
And she just jumped in the water, and then I had to, like, pull her out on her leash.
Yeah, by the X. Because is it shallow, or did she just jump into deep water?
She just jumped off of, like, a ledge into deep water. Like, she was fine. She was, like,
swimming
doggy
like
paddling and stuff. But, like, it was like, oh, you don't mind water if you're crazy hot.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so we got the house.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Chickens running around.
Yeah.
We'll only go in the ocean if it's crazy hot. See, I'm keeping track of everything.
Yeah.
Big giant pool full of spaghetti and meatballs, and your clothes aren't affected. Gustav is the only man on the planet who doesn't have clothes that are impenetrable to past stains. And there's 60 million. Yeah. It's basically like the world, except the billions of people have been killed. Or something happened to them. No, I'm just joking. They're
Like, I went to London for the first time over the summer.
England?
Yeah. And I loved it. But it was crowded everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere. Too many people live there. And on top of that, there are like a million tourists there all the time.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? Like, it's just nuts. And let's just take some of those people out.
Did you do any stand-up when you were there?
I did not, no. No, it wasn't
there. I really want to do that. I haven't done it yet. Is it true that when you walk around all day and you go home, you blow your nose, there's soot in your nose?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't notice that.
You never? Someone told me that once. Or it's like because it's so dirty there.
Yeah. Yeah, there are parts of it that are dirtier than others, but yeah.
So is it worse than New York? Like
for credit?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Wow.
I think it is, yeah.
I mean, I actually don't even think New York is that bad how crowded it is. It's kind of energizing in a weird way.
Yeah. I mean, I love New York so much.
Yeah.
I really hope someday I have an excuse to move there.
Like
somebody just gives me a job that I have to go there for.
Same. I know what you mean.
But I don't think that I could just... I don't think there's a good enough reason to go there without somebody making me move there.
You don't want to be a guy that's starting from scratch in New York.
No. It seems
feels
really hard.
It feels
and
like,
bad.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Too many people in London.
Yeah.
Is London, England, in your utopian world?
Yeah, it'll be there.
Just a few people.
It'll be
out
there. It's just like, yeah. It's like.
Why did you go? Was it you and Maggie?
Yeah, a little honeymoon.
Oh, sweet.
We did London, Berlin, and Amsterdam.
Oh, I do remember. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I remember hearing about Amsterdam. Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
Amsterdam. You know what I mean? Sweet. That's very nice. You like Amsterdam and Berlin?
Berlin was a little harder to get into. I think because it being our first time there, we like felt the pressure to see all the historical stuff, and all that stuff is really great.
Yeah.
But it's very sad. You know, like Berlin is a sad, sad city. It's all
really?
It's all World War II stuff or Cold War stuff or whatever, right? Like, and I like like I like enjoyed sort of the like historical importance of everywhere that I yeah. was, but it just sort of beat you up after a while, you know.
Weird, because it's such a, so many artists go there.
I know,
right?
I know, and I think that
Maggie's friends with Glenn and Fritz, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we had a couple nights where we were actually like out in neighborhoods, like partying with people, or like just like drinking wine or having dinner or whatever.
Right,
and that stuff was a dream. Like it was It was just great. And I think that if I spent more time there, I would, like, find more places to have fun. But, like, but we did all the tourist stuff, and it was just, like I said, just a lot of sad things.
Weird. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I never been there either. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. All right. So we're going to these places. Less people there. Maybe you can... put like blankets over the sad stuff when you're in Berlin.
Yeah.
Just like big blue blankets or something.
Yeah. Yeah, or just sort of like change the history of it. It doesn't have to be sad. Yeah.
There's no war in this world.
Yeah.
Would there be even like politics in your perfect utopian world? Which is usually what leads to war.
Yeah. Interesting.
You ever get? Are you a political guy at all?
A little bit.
If someone's a real jerk, you're pissed.
Yeah, yeah. Like I really followed the like Rob Ford stuff and whatever, and I'm not like super happy with Stephen Harper, you know, but I I'm not super political. I'm not one of those political comics for sure.
Yeah. You know? So would this utopian world be like, would there be a government even, or would it just be like people hanging out and understanding each other or something? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's crazy. I mean, like I, like you think about like what communism is supposed to be, you know, yeah. where they're like, okay, we'll be in charge for a little while, and then we'll like slowly dismantle it so that nobody's in charge,
right?
And that like has never actually worked ever.
No,
you know, like as a concept, it's completely flawed because right. whoever is in power wants to hold power, right?
Right.
So I can't actually imagine a scenario in which like no government works. But if it's utopia, then why do you need it, right? If I'm creating something that just is perfect because I said so,
right?
then why have government?
Yeah,
yeah.
Why well, you could be the guy all? That makes up the rules if you want.
Nah, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't need it. I don't need...
Everybody just understands.
I don't need
does
anyone to have power. I just need everyone to be cool.
Yeah.
So I'll just hang out and be cool.
Barter.
Yeah.
Be
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I will give you this bowl of spaghetti for...
More spaghetti, probably.
Thank you so much, sir, for more spaghetti. Well, thank you for this original bowl of spaghetti. That's very nice. What else would you have there? Would you have, what would you have for entertainment? I know you like comic books.
Yeah.
What's your favorite comic book?
My favorite comic book.
Yeah.
I'm a huge, Superman fan, but it's never been that Superman is like, I don't know, like the best written or have the best stories, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like,
he's cool, but his stories are a little cheesy.
A little bit. Sometimes they're cool or whatever. I mean, I think Batman's had better stories and villains and everything overall.
But I read the Frank Miller ones recently because I'd never. Well, some of them
really?
I had read when they came out.
Yeah,
the only one I really had when I came out. I had the Alan Moore Killing Joke,
mm-hmm.
which is way... It was dark when I read it as a kid.
Yeah.
But now when I read it, it's way lighter than anything Frank Miller does.
For sure, yeah.
And then I had the only Frank Miller I had was the Wolverine one where he goes to Japan.
Right.
But that's not really Frank Miller-ish either. The Frank Miller Batmans are like... I was reading them now as an adult.
Yeah, like Dark Knight Returns, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like... They're pretty harsh.
Yeah,
you
they're
know?
Heavy stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of those? Do you like those?
Yeah, all the weird, like, mutant gangs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that stuff. I love that stuff. Yeah.
So comic books everywhere.
Sure, yeah. Comic books and Movies? I'd keep movies.
Yeah. What movies are you into the most? Maybe you could have a movie theater in your house or something.
Yeah, why not? Everyone have a movie theater in their house. I love... yeah, it's got to be a movie theater. I still love going to the movies.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy watching a movie at home nearly as much. I get too distracted at home.
Yeah.
There's, in a movie theater, I'm sitting facing the screen, and that's it. Like, you're just in it.
Yeah, you're in the movie.
Yeah.
What's the last movie you saw that you really liked?
Well, we just finished watching all of the Best Picture nominations, which is something we do every year. So it's a good experiment because it forces me to watch things that I wouldn't have picked.
Right.
So I watched The Theory of Everything, like, on Friday, which was pretty good. It wasn't my favorite out of this batch at all. The last movie that I saw that I walked away being like, whoa, was Whiplash.
Still haven't seen it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I'm nervous because I know what it's about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wish I didn't know what it was about, and then I just go see it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't want to see them yell so much.
It is like, it is wonderfully uncomfortable. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it is, I am right to be wary. Yeah. I saw Birdman and I saw Grand Budapest Hotel.
Birdman's, they're both great.
Yeah.
Birdman is, was my favorite movie this year.
Yeah.
It really blew my face off.
There's some people that hate it. I don't get that.
I'm so happy that Keaton's back in the spotlight. Like, I just love that guy.
Yeah. Well, we're at the same age, around the same age, and Batman, the 1989 Batman was so huge.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the only movie I think I thought about for a whole year.
Yeah, yeah.
I collected cards. I bought anything with Batman logos on it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that he's sort of parodying that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, and I thought that it was such a... I actually watched him win the Independent Spirit Award for Birdman this morning.
Watching
it, and he kept saying that it was like just the boldest piece of filmmaking that he was ever involved in. And when it was explained to him, he was like, that's bold. And I thought, yeah, that does sum it up, that it's bold, because like him being asked to... play this aging, failing guy who used to play a superhero in movies.
Right.
Was like, could have been the worst movie. Like, it could have been so cheesy, the premise of it, you know? But instead, it was like one of the best pieces of art this year, you know what I mean? Like, it just could have gone one way and it went all the way the other way.
Yeah.
Which is just brave for all of them to do it, you know?
Well, before I knew, like, how artistically, you know, like ambitious it was on all angles of filmmaking, like the cinematography and music and acting and written and everything, I was already going to go see it because of that premise anyways.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And then the way the movie was put together as a whole blew me away anyways.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
I would have seen it either way, for sure, because just Keaton parroting that sounded great to me. I'm just saying it could have been a huge disappointment. It wasn't.
Yeah. No, if it was like...
Yeah.
If that... Like that, yeah, that's a, I guess that's what I mean, is like if it was one of those filmmakers that's like just banking on that premise being the draw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And not be caring about making a bigger statement about Hollywood or being ambitious with the cinematography or anything like that. Okay, so you guys are huge movie fans. So theaters in everybody's house. That's nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
You said, I heard you threw it away, but it was kind of like everyone can have a theater.
Everybody have one, yeah.
Yeah, that's very nice. So everyone has a movie theater in this world. Movie theaters in India, Amsterdam, and New Berlin.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, New Happy Berlin. Yeah.
What happened here in the past? Nothing, man. Just skateboards and
shit. A bit of a tickle fight in 1945, but that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, millions of people died, but... tickling each other. Oh, jeez. Yeah, okay, that's nice. But what kind of movies do you go to mostly? Because you just did the Oscar hit for this year.
Yeah, well...
but usually...
I'm a sucker for all of the superhero stuff going on. Like, I am.
Are you Marvel or DC? You mentioned Superman and Batman.
Yeah, I grew up a DC guy mostly.
But Marvel's killing it with the movies.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to make you say that.
No,
but.
I don't think DC has a chance of catching up with what Marvel's doing.
It's insane.
Everything they're doing is so cool. I can't.
Yeah.
that I can't believe it. Like, I can't believe what a big universe they're building.
Yeah.
That they're doing, now they're doing Netflix series that are going to feed into the movies. Like, it's like,
oh my God,
happening everywhere.
I'm
all
so
the
psyched
time.
For Daredevil.
It's crazy. I know, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah, yeah. He's one of those characters that should be easy to bring to the screen because it's so simple. It's not like superpowers that you have to like.
Well, they screwed it up before.
They screwed it up real bad before.
I didn't even watch it.
I also can't believe how they've never made the Punisher work in film when he is so simple to make.
I know.
Like, so simple. He's just a guy with guns. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Why are they all terrible?
I loved the Punisher for a little bit when I was a kid, and now when I'm older, I feel weird about it. But
sure, I know. Like, as a kid, we just loved how evil it was. This guy kills everybody.
Yeah. And I don't think we got how guns really affected real people. Like, they were just like sort of a comic book thing,
or action movie thing.
Yeah. And then you start getting older and reading the news about, people are getting gunned down all the time. You're like, guns. I don't want
to. Yeah, I know. It's hard to, like, reconcile between, like.
Are there guns in this utopian world?
No.
Nice.
No, I wouldn't have guns.
We haven't even talked about this with other guests before. Yeah, that's good, though. No guns.
Yeah, why bother? You know, like.
What if someone is, like, the worst jerk ever? Like, worse than Gustav?
Yeah.
How do they get punished?
Well, hopefully, if I can design a utopia, then there won't be any jerks.
But yeah, no jerks. But just in case one comes from another planet.
Yeah, yeah. Then there should be some kind of council that can just make somebody like disappear or go to another planet. You know what I mean? That should just like that. There doesn't ever have to be anything that's violent. Just be like, oh, none of us like this person. Then let's just like just like push this button or do like a. Like a Care Bear stare at them, and they just disappear.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, because, like, so it's a peaceful planet. A person being a jerk is it's too much. It's way out of the ordinary for this planet.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And I mean, like you should an extreme jerk. I don't want it to be, like so, like, totalitarian that if you're, like,
right, you made a mistake.
Like, you're rude to your mother, I'm going to kill you. You know what I mean?
Or
like,
a guy begging, I made a mistake, yeah, please, yeah, I've learned, and there's no mercy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just disappeared.
No, it's one strike here, pal.
That'd be so funny if your planet could, there's another jerk planet near where they get sent, but your planet can hear them fighting all the time. Like, oh, God, the jerk planet. You know?
Yeah.
No, I know, like, yeah, I'm really, like, it's like Kathleen is not into comic books or anything like that, and I sort of have started dipping in more the older I've got now because, you know, there's a certain thing like in my 20s and stuff, in my late teens, 20s, you want to be cool, you don't want to be do kid shit anymore.
Yeah,
you want to be an adult, and then like for me, like in my 30s now, I sort of come back to being like, actually, why don't I just do whatever I want?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And comic books are really fucking well written now.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's still sort of weird for me to say to Kathleen, like, this might sound weird, but honestly, Guardians of the Galaxy is so good. You have to see it. I don't think she'll trust me.
I was making the argument yesterday that, like they have room for 10 Best Picture noms in the Oscars, and this year there were only 8, right?
Right.
Which I guess is some system where like everybody writes out their best 10 and you have to get a certain number to like for something to get nominated or something. But like if they rounded that out to 10, I would be like, why isn't Guardians of the Galaxy on this list? Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like for characters that I'd never heard of before or anything, I felt like that movie worked on just every level. Like, it was a hot action movie. It had, like, good characters with, like, real moments. And it was, like, also, like legit funny. Like, it was everything, you know?
Yeah. Well, I just read something today, and maybe it was just the headline. So I didn't read the whole article, so I might be wrong. But are they... Steven Spielberg wants Chris Pratt... For
the Indiana Jones.
Fucking Jones?
Yeah.
In a reboot? Oh, my God. Yeah, we're going to see a million times more of that guy. And I think Zoe Saldana, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I think she should be in a million movies.
Yeah.
She's always playing these crazy, like, athletic, like, hardcore sci-fi chicks.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got so much passion and energy. Like, she's really good.
Yeah, no,
I bet you will see
really
more
good.
Of her too.
She is really good because she's always like green or blue or something.
Yeah,
and you're like, but you still like get affected by her performance.
Yeah, you forget about the color.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Okay, so there's a lot of cool. It's pretty mellow.
Yeah, it's pretty mellow.
Your
dude.
Utopian world sounds like you. Pretty chill. You know, movies everywhere. Spaghetti, meatballs. What else? Place. Oh yeah, lots of space for chicken to run around. Chickens is dog. I'll say that again, just in case someone missed it last time. They're like chickens running around. What else did I miss? Oh, yeah, bad guys. People who are really bad.
Yeah.
Don't even talk to us. Go to the jerk planet.
Just go to the jerk planet.
Yeah, please. Gustav is like a funny jerk.
Yeah,
and he's functional. He's making you food. So, yeah, stick around. It's almost like a colorful jerk. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
What else? Berlin is like just their worst history is there was a massive tickling once.
Yeah.
60 million people. They all speak English, but some of them, depends on where they are, there's an accent attached. Comic books are everywhere. Grew up DC, but the Marvel movies are killing it.
Yeah.
That's just your own opinion, but sure, that's your opinion.
Oh, that's
in this world
true.
Too.
Yeah, yeah.
What else? Am I missing something? No government. Everybody, there's a peaceful understanding. We all trade bowls of spaghetti for more spaghetti.
Yeah. I think I think too that
guns. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So there's no need for currency or anything. But I think that I think that people would still want to have jobs.
Yeah. Well, do what you love, you know.
Yeah, but I think that just anything can be a job.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do with your life, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
What about a lazy guy?
Then he can just give himself a job title, like.
Yeah,
like
couch monitor.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that's good.
Whatever you want as your job, and it's as important as you think it is, and everyone accepts that. You know what I mean? Like,
there's no one on your whole planet that's like couch monitor.
Yeah, no one looks down on you for.
There's no cynicism
for what you want to do in any way at all.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah.
There's no like condescension per se.
No, no,
except from Gustav.
Like,
but it's kind of funny.
Oh, your couch monitor, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you met Jared? He's a couch monitor. You know? Hey, how you doing? What do you do? I'm a lawyer. So I've always wanted to meet a couch monitor.
I'm a pig stylist. Oh, fantastic.
You make the pigs pretty. That's right. And you guard the couch? That's right. Which couch? Yeah, it's a couch in another part of the city. You don't know about it. I'd love to see it sometime. Love to see you guard it. Dinner conversations.
Oh, what do you do? Yeah. It's great.
It's the fucking wackiest world.
Yeah.
Just got the best dinner parties ever. People saying like all these weird fucking jobs over
and
over.
Yeah, and everybody's impressed by them.
But nobody thinks it's funny except for like if we could watch it as a bird's eye view, we'd be like, ha ha ha. But
yeah,
in the real world,
for
in this world, no one thinks it's funny.
For sure.
Pig stylist.
But they have to think something's funny. Laughing's important.
Right. So,
but I don't think they'll make fun of. It's just not that you just don't make fun of people's jobs.
No, you respect their
job.
That's
just the thing. Yeah.
But you'll make fun of them for other stuff like slipping on a banana peel or.
Yeah, there are banana peels everywhere.
Oh my God, we're getting near the end and we only hit banana peels are everywhere. Every species of animal is flying all over the place. Bumping into things.
Nobody's getting hurt too bad, but it's hilarious.
Yeah. But I even picture like everywhere. Like you could be in forests, jungles,
yeah. Just
like monkeys,
everywhere.
Elephants slipping on banana peels. That's so good shit. See, that's what's with this podcast. You only, around the 45, 50 minute mark, you start hitting this kind of gold.
Yeah.
Wait, how are you? 56 minutes in.
Nice.
Fuck. Yeah, you have to max your brain out before you start saying banana peels are everywhere. That's wicked.
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone's laughing at everyone flying all over the place.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living? I'm a couch monitor. Like that sound comes with it too. The jerk planet is looking at your planet like, I hate those idiots.
Yeah.
The only condescension comes from the jerk planet, and you guys don't feel it.
Yeah, we don't hear it. We don't hear it. They're having a bad time.
Yeah. That's so funny. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, God. I don't understand how they're so happy. Then a comet just smashes into that planet. But yeah, that'd be great.
Oh yeah, the best-selling like comedy movie of the year is just about elephants falling down,
but not getting hurt, but falling the fuck down. Tusks getting stuck in trees and shit.
Bill Murray only makes elephant falling down movies.
Yeah, it's called Not Living Large Enough.
It's called Falling Large.
Oh, shit. I got to take my dad's elephant across. Whoa. If you started listening to this podcast from the beginning and made it to the end, you know the treat you've just heard. That's amazing. We wrapped it up with fucking Living Large references. Oh, my God.
Awesome.
That's so funny. I'm going to slip this elephant on its ass all the way to Los Angeles, Hollywood. Yeah, fuck. Anything else you want to say about this beautiful, hilarious utopian world before you go?
What else?
Anything we didn't cover? I lost my beat sheet. I was trying to remember. We hit some of it. I can't remember. What do you think?
What do I think?
Anything. Say it. Just shoot it all out.
You can just give yourself a haircut with your own mind.
Why did we wait till the end? I'm asking you all these dumb, real questions.
If you're tired of your haircut, you just stare in the mirror and it changes. Like, you just watch it.
Yeah. I just actually made the motions with my face of watching my hair change.
Yeah, I think I'll leave it there. Yeah, haircuts in your mind.
Yeah. Peace. And you just drop my mic. What the hell?
I'm out.
Awesome. Say it here. Pick it back. Say bye. He really did drop the mic. But
just dropped it on a pillow to be nice.
And well deserved, but we have to say bye. Say bye. Or say anything else. Say hello to anybody. What else? Check out Sunnyside. You guys are filming 7 more episodes soon.
Yeah.
They'll air all 13 in the fall, right?
Yeah. City TV. Check it out.
Anything else?
I like laughing. No, I think I'm good.
Okay, sweet. Did you have a lot of fun?
I had a blast.
Okay, sweet. So did I. Thanks for doing it.
No problem.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, guys, and that's a wrap on the old episode 24 with Pat Thorin. And Pat, thanks so much again for coming on and being such a fun guest and hanging out with me on a snowy Sunday afternoon. It was great. And guys listening at home, guys, gals, whatever, I call everyone guys, all right? So if you're a gal being like, I'm a gal, you're a guy too. You know what I mean? It's no big deal. Or maybe I'll call everyone gals from now on just to switch it up. Gals, follow Pat at Pat Thorin on Twitter. That's it. At Pat Thorin, his name, and as always, he's tweeting everything, super funny, and watch Sunnyside again. I'm always promoting this show on here, but that's because so many great people are involved. Pat is definitely one of them, and he plays a million characters, so check that out. Look for him to do stand-up anytime you can, because it's always an amazing performance. I love watching him. Anyone else, anything else he's doing? Not anyone else, anything else he does, go look, because he's a good guy. And that's the episode. I'm really psyched to go see Paddington tonight with my friends, being a bunch of wasted goofs. I think that's the way you got to go, right? Go see Paddington Bear and just be like, fuck is this, and laugh, and then bother. I hope we don't bother children with their families. That's the only thing I'm worried about. But we're gonna go follow Utopia to Me on Twitter at Utopia to Me, and follow me at Chris Lock Fun. That's right, at Chris Lock Fun. I'm always tweeting, and I don't know why. I should do other things with my life, but I'm always tweeting. But thanks so much for listening again. That was Utopia to Me, episode 24. Pat Thorin, we had a good time, and I'm gonna go pre-drink before Paddington. What are you guys doing? Write in. P.O. Box 1386 Snowy Lane. and let me know what kind of fucking sweater you like to wear. Imagine. I ran out of steam, guys, but this has been a fun time. I'm sorry about the F word. Maybe I'll bleep it. No, you know what? Live, if you guys are listening to this live, that swear word that you heard, only I know it's the F word. I'm going to add a horn to that, okay? So the thing you just heard, I just decided to do now. So when I said the F word and then you hear the horn, I'm just deciding to do that live. You see what I'm saying? So you heard a horn. Anyways, did you hear that horn? That's what I'm saying. Maybe I'll add another horn here. Did you hear it? Anyways, you guys are the best. I love you. Keep listening to Utopia to Me. And enjoy your life. Have fun with the planet. Bye. We'll be right back.